Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled.
Dr. Dave Edelstein, fighting for truth, justice, and digital way.
So we're talking about Facebook's little experiment that they did, sort of a product experiment, which would be, you know, normal for companies to do. And again, I guess it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the last story, you know, the devil's in the details. What are you doing and how are you doing it? That's what makes it reasonable or not reasonable. I don't know how they could have done it in a way that would not have invalidated the test. They did a test where they just posted posts that were fabricated posts by themselves that they did then monitor for responses and the type of response, the quality of the response, the apparent emotion of the response. It was really a test of, you know, if you got a negative post, what does it tend to promote? What does it tend to cause in response? And if there's a positive post, and what's ironic about that? I mean, to me, it's like you had to do a study. but they did. Irritated some people once it came out. In fact, at a Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce in New Delhi, on the 2nd, just a couple days ago, 3 days ago, Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg apologized for it. She said this was part of an ongoing research companies do to test different products, and that's what it was. It was poorly communicated. This was during a meeting with potential advisors, as reported in a story in the Wall Street Journal. And for that communication, we apologize. We never meant to upset you. What's interesting is she didn't apologize for the study. She apologized for upsetting people. And I think that's what, and I don't fault her for that. I mean, Facebook has really the obligation, not just the right, but the obligation as a company to test their products and to test what they're doing. The difficulty is their product. I mean, look, one of the things, I'm trying to think of an analogous thing. You know, what would be an analogous thing that could happen another company do? It's a very different sort of company. The closest thing I could think of is if a phone company made, like, crank calls to you and tested your responses. And that would be equally irritating. I think they'd get a lot of crap for that, too. Yeah, I don't know if you can think of a better analogy. That's the first thing that comes to mind for me. When you have a company whose primary product is communications, it's very difficult. Very difficult. And it isn't just communications. I don't know how to put this. It'd be like the phone company listening in and publicizing every phone call you made. That's what you do on Facebook. Every post you make, Facebook knows the details of. Now, the phone company, we assume, you know, that doesn't really become a part of, you know, although they may technically have that data, it's not, other than the NSA, it really isn't known by anyone. Very interesting situation with Facebook, and how you know, if you have a problem with this, then my question would be, and to myself as well, how would they do tests? You know, it's a very interesting situation that they are in because of the nature of their business. Now, of course, they talk about, you know, they need to do a better job of communicating how they're doing this and what they're doing and when they're doing it. They need to But see, if they get into too much detail, it ruins the test. You know, people have to have some... they can't be aware that they're being tested, or it ruins the validity of the test results. So I don't know. It's a really difficult situation.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything, is there any other area in our lives where this could be happening and we just don't know it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's areas in our lives where we know it's happening.
Are there TV things that we watch
are
tests to see how we're it's called commercials, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what those
are? Yes, and in radio.
Yep, aren't those tests?
And in the newspaper.
I'm going to say
newspapers are dead.
Yeah, and I'm going to see if you react to it like I want to sell my product.
Absolutely.
And if you do, I'm successful. And if you don't, I am not, and the ad changes.
And I need to know that. Absolutely.
So maybe this is just a way of doing...
But you know what the difference is? The difference is that this is not placed in a pool of primarily personal commercials. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You and I and Mom and, you know, all of our friends and business associates are not posting in a pool of commercials.
True. Though we actually are, aren't we?
Well, we actually are.
Maybe that's how we need to look at Facebook now, is a huge commercial enterprise full of commercials, and that's all we are, is a commercial product. Dr. Dave, that's all we are anymore, is something to sell.
So we've ever been.
Or be sold to.
Yeah. Yep. No, that literally is true. Now, you know, my first line of thought after hearing about this is, what is the alternative? I have not been able to come up with an alternative. They have a right to do product testing. Absolutely. If we don't like it, we get off the service. Is there a way for them to do it that's a little less creepy? I don't know. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Interesting development in Bitcoin. Had a conversation with a friend of mine this last week. We were in a restaurant having lunch, paid the bill, and at the place where the cash register is, whatever you call that, there was a little Bitcoin. We accept Bitcoin. Thing, you know, sticker. Yeah. And my buddy says, "Oh, wow, that's really something. What does that mean? You know, I wonder what, you know." And so we got into a bit of a discussion about it. And Bitcoin is really, you talk about a slippery situation. Bitcoin, incredible potential, incredible risk. And we've talked about this before. This isn't the first time I've said this about Bitcoin. And we talked just a couple of months ago about, you know, the biggest Bitcoin clearinghouse, Mt. Gox, being shut down. They lost several million Bitcoin. Now, apparently some of those have been found in the interim. They're not sure. Well, I don't know if they're not sure. They're not saying exactly what happened. The presumption is they don't really know. I think they may know, and they just don't want to really get into it. Was reading an article about Bitcoin at the behest. I got an article sent to me in email. Dave, you got to read this. This is incredible. What do you think of this? And the article was a pretty utopian view of Bitcoin, and it was kind of interesting. It's amazing how we can glom on to technology emotionally and just think, okay, this is it. You know, all of the messiness of life, all of the contradictory nature of life and of being human, because of this one technology, now evaporates. We'll get into the details of this. We got a top of the hour break, second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bitcoin, the details of it, the positive, the negative, and a bunch of other stuff, including Apple and Microsoft updates. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.